Right. Well, the nurse who I said she had a threatening aura, she does genuinely later call it a threatening aura, and it is literally a threatening aura.
Yeah, literally. It's like she could see an aura that flashes red.
Yeah, when it's a bad guy, when it's a real bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a form of Spidey sense. It's, yeah, I get it. It's
They're
fine.
just
Yeah.
all spider people.
They're all spider. They're all part of the Spider-Verse now.
It's actually this. I know that, like, you guys may know there's a sequel to Into the Spider-Verse coming out soon, but it's actually this episode.
It's this episode of Riverdale. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And gals, and welcome to a season premiere episode of XOXO
XOXO
Riverdale.
Riverdale.
I'm Louis Pearlman.
It's beyond my
My Siri is yelling at me at the beginning of this podcast. I'm Louis Pearlman.
I'm Kate Vatter, and it's not a season premiere, it's a quarter season premiere.
Well, it is a season premiere, technically. Technically, this is the beginning of season six.
Wasn't it five episodes ago was start of season six?
No, because Rivervale
is just its own thing.
Rivervale was
season
like
5B.
season 5.5 was
All right.
considered. Yeah, so this is the beginning. Yes, I know, it's very confusing.
It's dumb.
It is dumb. So we're going to do a headfirst dive into this season six premiere episode. I wasn't able to find the title of this episode in the amount of time that I spent. What was the name of this episode?
Unbelievable.
That's right, Unbelievable. And guess what? This episode was quite unbelievable.
It is taking a turn.
It is taking another turn. This is your favorite Riverdale fan podcast. It's hosted by two adults that are way too old for this show at this point. We do deep dives into every single episode and fill you in on the Riverdale news. So exciting. We've had a big old break, but we are back and better than ever, baby. And we just had one little piece of Riverdale news to bring up. Kate, take it away. What is it? It's pretty fun.
It's pretty fun. I'll say, first of all, this is a spoiler for the new Scream movie that is not called Five Cream, even though it should have been. And it's streaming on Paramount Plus. If you are listening to this and are like, I don't want to hear any spoilers, but we suspect you're cool with it. Skeet Ulrich is in the new Scream.
But that's all we need to say about it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And just that it was delightful to have him in it. And it was great to connect him with the franchise that made us love him to begin with.
Yep.
Also, just kind of interestingly, I thought, and then we can get into the episode, his character was mentioned for the first time in a long time in this episode.
Yeah. And
And it felt like there was a little more connective tissue with previous seasons, which I appreciated. And then, like, that being said, something kind of interesting about this one is I do believe this is the first season premiere that was not written by RAS. This was written by another staff writer who also directed it named James DeWille. And I thought that was quite interesting. So he wrote and directed this episode.
Yeah. Oh, actual Riverdale news. His dad's okay. RAS's dad is okay.
Yes, that's right. That happened while we were on our break. He's been returned safely to his home, which is great, which is really, really good news.
Yeah, that's
Seriously.
Really good.
Yeah. So overall, what do you think of this one?
I kind of liked it. Like, I feel like they finally have embraced off the rails without being like leaning into it too hard. Like, they're just like, this is what we are now. Like, this isn't special. It's not different. This is just what we're doing. And that's it.
Yeah, and it actually kind of follows sort of what we were thinking was going to happen with the trajectory of the show, just with the fact that we thought they would introduce some form of magic or unbelievable instances that couldn't be explained away by anything logical, and then they would end the show. Like, because they would sort of play with it a bit and then end it. And, you know, if all rumors are true, we have this season and then one more season and then it'll be done. And so this isn't a terrible time to introduce these like really fantastical elements. Like, I do agree with that in terms of how it went. However, that being said, I am already finding some of these fantastical elements to be tiring.
It's they're very up and down. Like I will say, like I am done with Cheryl's, but
You're done with it. Yeah, you've had
I
enough.
am done with Cheryl's, but like I don't mind Archie's.
That's
And then I
funny.
feel like Betty and Jughead are like they're really gonna have to work hard on this one.
Yes, that's funny because for me, I thought Betty's was okay. I thought that Archie's was, to me, irritating. I was like, I don't need to see this character
It's
go through this transformation.
the thing
Well, like, he sucks, and they may not realistically write what would happen if that character got superpowers like that, but
know it's
what would happen is he'd go on like a major power trip immediately, and that would be
gonna
it.
go bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
He'd
have like
become
at one point.
like the little tyrant of Riverdale in like all of like 3 days. He'd
He's
like
getting there.
subjugate everybody, you know,
I
like.
like, I'm kind of. We'll get there what I think is going to happen with his superpower, which is like, of course. We get there, you'll just be like, yep.
Yes. Also important to mention, I think overall, something interesting is this hearing loss plotline for Jughead
Is what the show is supposed to be.
is that they wanted to have him be a hard of hearing character, or is he just supposed to be like completely deaf?
I think he's supposed to be completely
Yeah,
deaf.
a deaf character at the outset of the show. So for them to bring this in now, I'm not adverse to it. But also, he gets a real bum deal that Cheryl or that Betty gets spider sense. Archie's invulnerable, and Jughead is going deaf.
That several times. Like, I can only hope this is some sort of like monkey paw situation where it's gonna go really backwards for Archie and Betty, where they'll see that, like, okay, maybe going deaf like isn't that bad. But
Or do you think that
it's
this
just
is
like
going to
the
turn?
raw deal.
Do you think this is going to turn Jughead into like Daredevil? That he's going to be
Oh,
like, all my other senses are honed, and he's going to become he's going to
yeah,
become the
like reverse
superhero.
Daredevil.
Yeah, reverse Daredevil, exactly. Yeah, his sense of sight will be perfect. Yeah, like,
Yeah.
I can see for miles. I see multitudes. I am Forsythe Pendleton Jones.
And he's gonna find a way to use that because, like, there's not like a, well, there kind of is like a crime syndicate running in the city for him to fight against, but I don't think they're gonna go that way.
No, I do not think they're going to go that way with this. But if they did, I would find that equally tiresome.
He's just gonna use his good vision to like read menus while like other people are reading their menus. Like they only need to get one because he can read it from far away.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, I just like reading what other people are going to order because I love
Yeah.
food. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah.
Yum. Yum, yum,
That
yum.
would be great. So this is, immediately Alice says, this is unbelievable. You know,
She says
you see the,
it right away.
yeah, the
The name of the
titular
episode.
line of the episode. This is unbelievable. And yeah, it is. And it really sets the tone for the rest of the episode, that this is so cuckoo bananas immediately. And also that not only Archie and Betty survived, but Bingo survived.
Thank God, because like I, much like Archie, forgot about Bingo. But then
Totally. I do feel that scene was almost played like Archie being like, oh yeah, bingo!
in the moment, I was like, okay, but like if Bingo were my dog, I wouldn't have forgotten about Bingo. But like, it is mad sus that like Archie forgot about Bingo.
Yes.
And then Bingo sounded like very hurt, and I was like, oh no, Bingo! And then like the whole Bingo thing is real up and down for me.
Oh, 100%. And then we had this scene. The next thing that was notable for me was Kevin Keller once again being like, well, I'm going to give Broadway another shot. And that's how it works. You move to New York and you give Broadway a shot. That's how it
I'll give
works.
it a shot. Yep.
And then we had, Fangs and Tony tell Kevin that they're together. And during
I wrote
that
down what they
scene,
said word for word.
well, yes, because during that scene, the first thing I thought in my head was, that's a man and a woman. Do they still proudly consider themselves members of the queer community? And I
They
was very
said,
concerned about this, but then we got an answer pretty quick.
and I quote, "and proud to be part of the queer community, and don't worry," Kevin exclamated that with "amen to that."
Yes. And it is fine to model that people can be in heterosexual relationships and still be queer identified. That's totally okay. But boy, did it ever feel very didactic and on the nose, this
If they had
scene.
looked into the camera while they said it, it wouldn't have felt any different.
Yeah, like looked into the camera and just done a little stare and then maybe a little wink.
Oh yeah, definitely a little wink.
Oh my God, yeah. Ugh.
So no one else heard the bomb, but Riverdale's like pretty small and bombs are pretty loud.
Well, that's another thing too about the bomb is that it didn't take out any other houses in the neighborhood, just Archie's. Like Betty's house was fine and they live across the street from each other, you
They
know?
didn't even have blown out windows.
No, everything else is okay.
Very
So a very
unrealistic.
concentrated, very technical bomb.
Very, dare I say, unbelievable.
Unbelievable, absolutely. So then, next thing, at least that we haven't really talked about yet. I know we're jumping around a smidge here. We're not covering every single scene, but we're getting the gist of everything here. It's just that then we get into the manhunt for Hiram. And the reason why I want to bring it up is I was immediately suspicious because, you know, Mark Consuelos has seemed to, with lots of grace and good vibes, left the show. Didn't seem like he left in a huff. And then I was like, they are talking a lot about a character that is not on the show anymore. Like,
I feel like anytime something happens to Hiram that's bad, I'm like, did it happen? Like, I don't trust that Hiram's gone. Like, we will find out later in this episode that like Hiram's gone, but like, is he?
well, I mean, the way that they left his death in this episode is a very easy way for them to bring him back, should they ever choose to. And definitely that is the benefit of an off-camera death, for sure. But I'd say that his absence entirely from the episode, them not hiring him as a guest star, or figuring out a way to do it, was really notable here and felt slipshod and bad.
We'll talk more about that as it comes up.
Sure.
Because
Yeah.
what we do find out is that the curse that Cheryl talked about that I don't care about is real, maybe.
Well, you know, this was the way they kind of explained it is like they had Britta be like, "Is magic real now?" And Cheryl was like, "I guess, Britta, yes." And that's what's happening now on the show. And that's okay, but if they're once again, if they're going to do that, I'd like to see more of an integration of the Sabrina characters into the show on a more regular basis because Sabrina did a lot of this very well. So like, you know, we can't bring in like, oh, what's his face? The cute warlock boy. You know, we can't bring him in for like being,
Ambrose?
yeah, Ambrose. Like, could Ambrose maybe be brought in as a like semi-recurring character? You know, like, why not do that with this show? Or those fun the witchy sister characters as well, who were all like, you know, all the witches at the school who were all like those skinny, fun, kind of mean girl witches. Like that actually would bring some life into the show. And those were all really well written characters, so maybe it's time to use them and, I don't know if that would be a major problem to use those supporting characters at this
point. Well, like you
yeah,
said, they were
well
written, so I don't know that they're going to fit in Riverdale.
Totally, I know. Well, you know, that's the other thing too, is it's like, maybe just leave that be, because you bring in Ambrose and he ends up behaving incredibly poorly, and you're like, why did they even bring him in? You know, because that's Riverdale. Yeah, absolutely. So then we kind of get the Ghoulies back into the picture here. And we haven't heard or seen from them in a while, those groovy Ghoulies. So yeah, this is an okay thing to bring back at this point, in my opinion.
Well, they were at the beginning of last season, because they were doing drugs in Archie's house.
That's right. But remember last season, when they were doing that, we were like, and where have the Ghoulies been?
Yep.
And now, once again, that's the last time we saw them, and now we're keeping track of them again. But they have a new leader who has a great name.
Twyla Twist.
Yes, Twyla Twist. Not to be confused with Twyla Tharp, who is the is a big choreographer in the modern dance world. But just Twyla Twist and Twyla Tharp, they're close enough that, like, I giggled about that and thought, wouldn't it be hilarious if this character was Twyla Tharp?
It would be West Side Story Part 3.
Yeah, exactly.
If a woman from a gang.
Yeah, it was Twyla Tharp. Yeah, it was a choreographer. Yeah. So, yeah. And then we get that stupid scene where Cheryl proclaims for pretty much no reason that a new age of wonderment is upon us. But that's fine. That just means they can do kooky things with the show. Okay.
Moving on.
Yes.
Oh, but so she tries to reverse the curse. And the candles kept being blown out. And she worries about her school chums.
Yes. Who she hasn't really worried that much about in the last few seasons.
Right.
Not
well,
that
they
I'm
were
tracking
just her
chums. Who cares about who. Because also, I gotta tell you, the whole Rivervale thing completely threw me off with where all these characters are at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't her friends. They were just her chums. So, you know.
Yes, her chums. They were just her chums, not her good friends. Yes.
Yes.
And then we learned that the Walby Journal.
Yeah, Walbeat Journal.
Walbeat. Oh, it was Walbeat. I didn't hear that properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I had subtitles on.
Yes, the Walbeat Journal. Wants to pick up Juggy's story that he wrote about Hiram Lodge. And, you know, just a reminder that this episode of the podcast is sponsored by the Walbeat Journal.
Yep. Subscribe to news.
All the news that fits in the Walbeat Journal. So then we get this plot line that Archie is gaining weight.
Right.
And that
Which
confused
ends up
me a little
adding
bit.
Up.
Yeah.
It does, like, eventually make sense, but it was very confusing in the moment.
I'm also a little surprised that they don't have that character sort of canonically be around 200. Like, because he's so muscly, you know? And they said he was 160, and I was like,
but
whoa!
But how tall is he? No, how tall is he, though?
I thought he was a little... I thought he was, you know, a pretty average height character, you know? They might be putting KJ on some apple boxes. I don't think they are, though. Like, he seemed pretty normal height when I met him. Few years ago. That was a while ago. I don't totally remember, but you know. Yeah. Yes.
My reference point was gonna be that the 6'7" Yankees outfielder is 220.
Okay, well,
so I think
Arch,
that like
I guess Arch wouldn't be 6'7", but he might be like 5'9"-ish, right? 5'9"-ish.
So yeah, I mean considering like his age and his height, I think that like 200 is definitely too heavy. I think like maybe
big,
like, yeah, I think like maybe like 170-ish.
So I guess 160 is pretty believable.
Yeah, especially because he's like a very trim waist.
He is. He's skinny. He's a skinny guy.
Yeah.
I was a little confused too because, and this is not a comment good or bad about KJ Apa's body at all. I just don't want it to be interpreted that way before I say it, but just that he is looking like he's lost a little bit of weight since the last season was shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's looking a little skinnier right now. Yeah. So
He's just had other things going on. Like,
yeah, he
it's
had
hard
a,
to be at the gym for 8 hours a day.
He had a nice baby. He's a daddy.
A little baby.
And it's nice. That's a nice thing. Yeah, that was so I watched this episode with my mom, and she, like, in the middle of the episode when Archie was on screen, was like, "Didn't he have a baby?" And I was like, "No, that was in the Rivervale continuity." And my mom was like, "No, in real life." And I was like, "Yes."
Because also he didn't in the Rivervale continuity.
Didn't Betty have his children after he was
Yeah, but
sacrificed?
La Llorona
Oh,
took
that's
it.
right. La Llorona took it. I forgot. Yeah,
Didoy.
Didoy. I forgot about La Llorona. Anyway, so now it's time for
So,
us to be reminded that Betty's in the FBI.
right. Well, the nurse who I said she had a threatening aura, she does genuinely later call it a threatening aura, and it is literally a threatening aura.
Yeah, literally. It's like she could see an aura that flashes red.
Yeah, when it's a bad guy, when it's a real bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a form of Spidey sense. It's, yeah, I
Yeah,
get it. It's fine.
they're just
Yeah.
all spider people.
They're all spider. They're all part of the Spider-Verse now.
It's actually this, I know that like you guys may know there's a sequel to Into the Spider-Verse coming out soon, but it's actually this episode.
It's this episode of Riverdale. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And then Reggie comes in and, like, proclaims, "I quit my dad's car dealership." Now, do you remember what was going on with that pre-Rivervale? The
He
car
was
dealership
like,
stuff and him splitting
he
his
was,
time?
yeah, he was like, it was prior to the casino. He was like kind of doing both because he was like making up with his dad who like abused him. And it
Yes.
was like always like really rainy and sad.
And also, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there a plot line where his dad had cancer? And that's why he was making up with his dad?
Maybe.
I think I'm making that up.
I don't know why he was making up with his dad. Maybe like his mom died, so he was like making up with his
Maybe it
dad.
was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being like they tried to explain it, and we were like, "That was still an abusive man. You don't have to do this."
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah, we didn't like it that he was doing that. Yes. So he really, I feel, very nonchalantly is like, "By the way, I quit the dealership." And it's like, "Well, that's not helpful to your father, no matter what's going on, like literally at all." But that's fine. And then we learn that Veronica has decided she's going to kill Hiram,
She's reaching out to the underworld.
which is fine. I wish that this had warranted a Papa Poutine cameo. I
I mean,
wish.
it did, but it didn't produce one.
Well, yeah, it warranted a Papa Poutine cameo, but it didn't produce one. Yeah, totally.
So we do see too, though, another person with a threatening aura, which is Glenn, the Adam Driver knockoff.
Was Glenn always this sleazy? Feel like
Don't.
this is a big rewrite for Glenn.
I feel like he was like absent. Like he was not like a
Yes.
good boyfriend, but he wasn't like a fucking creep. But also, I feel like he was like her boss, so there was still a level that like we found it kind of creepy, but like that
Yes.
wasn't the point.
Yes. Yes, 'cause the adults are allowed to date each other. Like that's okay.
Right, but like he was her boss.
Yes, and it wasn't really addressed as being like a power imbalance or anything like that. Because then I just thought I was like, "Oh, whoa, Glenn's really turned into a real bad dude in this scene, apparently."
Yeah, I thought that like maybe the threatening aura was going to be something else and that it was like something like took over his body and made him bad, but it's just a threatening aura.
Yeah, just a threatening aura. And then then we get an okay Molly Ringwald scene. She was f
Okay is kind.
Yeah, but she was okay in this episode. She wasn't as bad as she's been in the past. She didn't do any turning around, which I think was really helpful for her, you
Big,
know?
yeah.
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 And she's decided that Fred's ghost is protecting them,
Yeah.
which is cuckoo bananas, but
Yeah, that's the type
okay.
of thing she says to herself when she's lying in bed at night. Like, I totally get her thinking that and like possibly voicing it, but it was just with Molly Ringwald's skill, did not feel like it needed to be voiced.
Do you think any actor could have done that scene and we would have been like, that's a great scene.
I think another actor could have had us coming out of it mostly forgetting the scene instead of having criticisms.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. And then they sit down with Twyla Twist, Twyla Tharp, and she teaches them all about, when she choreographed the Billy Joel musical on Broadway. And then,
She's moving out.
but then, yep, but then she says immediately, and I loved this, she says that she is very bad, which I like. I kind of like a villain just like, I'm a baddie, and that she just admits it. And
Here's a
then
question. What happened to Sodale?
Let's see if it's addressed. That's a great question. I didn't think about Sodale until this part of the episode, or just until you've said it right now.
Yeah, she was talking about how like Hiram hired them to destroy Riverdale, and I was like, why would they destroy? Oh, right, like he wanted Riverdale destroyed so that people would move to Sodale. But does he?
Yeah, or is he just
What?
doing it because he's just mad at Riverdale?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Meh,
It's
I don't like
kind of
Riverdale
mean.
anymore. I'm
They're
Hiram. Ooh,
meanies.
yeah, I'm a meanie. Yeah,
Meanies.
absolutely. And then we get the first scene with Archie doing all this testing out his powers. And I'm
Yes.
like, oh no.
To be clear, his powers are that he can't get hurt.
Yes, he's invulnerable.
Yes. And so he just goes around touching nails.
Yes, he goes around touching nails, and then he punches through a part of the wall, and he's
Yeah.
completely unhurt, which of course gives him permission in his, this is such an Archie thing to do in his brain, to just go beat some people up that he has no business being around, and it's not a good
Nope.
idea.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean,
Not at all.
fucking a tree falls in the forest and Archie puts on a red hood and without his shirt and runs around, like
Right, but they did, Tony and Fangs did call FP over this. Not over Archie specifically, but over the ghoulies. And they were like, Archie, FP's not ready, don't go. And Archie's like, I'm going. And then they're like, don't go. And he's like, fine, I won't. But like, it's funny because they show the shot of him with his fingers crossed behind his back. And then he looks right in camera and goes, ooh, don't tell.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Surprise. And also it just also like brings up the fact, and this is fine, I just think it's kind of interesting. So FP is somewhere else in maybe the state and is running a different chapter of the Serpents, because we didn't really know what happened to FP at all. He was just kind of like,
He
I've
went to
done
be
all
with
I
Jughead's
can here,
mom.
bye
Didn't
bye.
he like go to like make up with Jughead's mom in Ohio?
Yes. So why they're
Ohio
consulting with
feels right.
FP, it doesn't really, we don't really know why.
Nope.
Yes.
I will say Cheryl tried to catch the septuagenarian saboteur crimson-handed, which
Yes.
was excellent.
Yep, that's some good Cheryl language
Right,
there.
because she thinks it's Nana Rose thwarting her.
Yes. But it turns out that Nana Rose is thwarting her, but in a way that she didn't realize.
Right, just in like a different fun way.
Yeah, exactly. A really fun way for Cheryl.
Yeah.
And then act break. And then we come back to a pretty disappointing thing to happen on Riverdale, which is that, Reggie's dad is making a recovery. Veronica decides for the umpteenth time to make up with Hiram, as she's done on the show many a time, but she picks up the phone to call off the hit, and he has, apparently, this hitman has killed Hiram. And that is it. You can't make up with your father if you've had him killed.
No, doesn't work.
And the fact that this character, for better or worse on the show, has loomed so large and played so much of a role on this show for them to just dispatch of him off camera through a quick phone call like this is, I think, one of the sloppiest moments the show has ever had. You know?
Yeah, I think he's gonna come back.
I mean, they're gonna have to bring him back at this point, or else it would be just incredibly shameful. Yeah, maybe for
I mean,
season
it wouldn't
seven.
be their lowest, but
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be their lowest, but like, they're gonna have to bring him back. Yeah, because this was like, oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, then Archie goes and beats up all the ghoulies, and Jughead goes and loses his hearing. And then they've caught the killer of the nurse because Betty was right.
Yep, the threatening aura was correct.
And that scene is very dumb,
Yep.
where Betty confronts the nurse and he's just going to pull a knife on her in broad daylight and kill her, you know,
Yep.
or try to kill
In a
her
hospital where she could be saved pretty fast.
in a hospital. That's right. And he would be caught very quickly as well with
Yeah.
that sort of situation. So I guess he wasn't very smart, but neither is
Nope.
Archie, who has, you know, tells Betty that he's getting denser.
Yes.
Yep. Archie the raging lunkhead.
And he's like slowly becoming a black hole. I
Yes,
think
he's
that's kind
really.
of what's happening.
That'd be great. I'd love that if he sucks
He just
Riverdale
suddenly like sucks Riverdale into him.
into him. That'd be a cool twist for the show. He and Riverdale are finally one.
It's like the last episode. It's just that Riverdale just like into the black hole.
Yeah, into the black hole that is Archie. And then we learn that Britta is getting possessed at night by Abigail, which is fun and also is totally cuckoo bananas Magicville, USA. Yeah.
But we learn after the act break that they're not going to need an exorcism. They're going to need a banishment because they're different.
Yes, that's right. It's time for the banishment.
And we will later hear the difference in language between an exorcism and a banishment and how there barely is one.
Yeah, totally. That it doesn't really matter that Nana Rose specified this, and it's not very interesting.
No. So, who? What's the deal with Percival Pickens?
I don't know, baby. Your guess
A
is as good as
British
mine.
man comes and like enters Archie's house. So like at a bare minimum, we know this guy isn't a vampire because he is not invited in, and
Yeah.
like closes the door behind him and then like offers to buy the house and like gives a business card with his name and then leaves. And it feels like they were maybe setting it up so that it would like trigger Archie to buy the house from Mary, but I don't know that we needed this man to do that.
Well, I mean, they're setting him up to be some sort of baddie on the show, right? But
I
I
guess.
kind of feel like he was giving me real strong like Satan vibes, and that
Yeah,
kind
I
of
thought it was
bothered
gonna
me.
be Mr. Cipher again.
Yeah, well, that's what my mom turned me and was like, wasn't there already a Satan guy on the show?
Yep.
I was like, well, in Rivervale, yes.
Yeah, it also feels like this man is never going to return.
I'm
And
guessing he
or.
will. I'm looking him up on the Archiverse Wiki, and apparently he's a descendant of one of Riverdale's founding fathers, General Pickens. And he wants to turn Riverdale into a utopia, a dark agenda he pursues quietly but ruthlessly. So this is
Oh.
something that is going to be him with this in the show. There you go.
So he's gonna do a reverse. Maybe Sodale will be wrapped back into the show.
Yeah, or maybe he's going to be a bit of a stand-in for Hiram in terms of like machinations, you know?
He's gonna just be like Hiram 2.0, and it's gonna be the worst.
Yes, Hiram 2.0, yes. And then we had to have a very dumb scene where Glenn is Me Too'd,
Yes.
which was, I'm sorry, not good. With all the
It's
women being like, get out of here, Glenn, and then Betty shooing him away, which I hated.
surprising to me that Betty didn't say you assaulted me and that a woman didn't say very specifically me too.
Totally. Or if Betty was like, you assaulted me, and then one of the other FBI women was like, me too, and then the third one was like, hashtag me too.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
And then someone, they'd be like, it's time to leave. Time's up.
Yes.
And like, it would just kind of keep going. And then like, yeah, it would be a whole episode, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And then there's like a little bit of a discussion between between Mary and Archie about mm-hmm. like, is it really a good idea for you just to live in the same house for your entire life and that's what you're going to do? Mm-hmm. And they sort of decide that this is an okay thing for Archie to do and all that stuff. And part of me is like, well, that is very on model for like the comic book version of the character, and it's sort of very safe and kind of a quiet, nice thing. But like, I don't know how interesting it is with the Riverdale version of the character for them to be kind of playing him this way.
Yeah, it is like a very small town thing that like for sure happens, but like, it's going to be boring.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather see Archie like bop around Riverdale a little more. Like, I think that'd be more interesting. Like,
yeah,
you know, it would have been an interesting plot line, for example, this season, maybe like to have Archie like join up with the Serpents for some reason and do and run with them more, you know.
I will say when he first got scratched by the nail, I thought it scratched like his serpent tattoo. And then I was like, oh, wait, is his serpent tattoo on his arm? And then I forgot about it until right now.
Well, yeah, and also his bear scars have vanished, you know.
Right, 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 yeah. Right.
Remember that he was mauled by a fucking bear, this character. Anyway.
So we have the banishment.
Yes.
Where the spirit, we compel you, leave her.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, banishments and exorcisms are different, and yes. The difference is where in the sentence you put the word compel.
Exactly. And then it seemed like they transferred the spirit to the spider brooch.
Yeah.
Because it was, and I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, is Cheryl going to carry the spirit of Abigail with her, like, as she wears the brooch and sort of, you know, siphon off her powers or something like that? Mm-hmm. But instead,
we find out.
Yeah.
The brooch was there for no reason.
Or that the brooch, doing something with the brooch, meant that Abigail was able to possess Cheryl. You know, yeah, that's the logic there.
With this too, was like, so is the curse like removed now? Like, can Jughead hear again? Like, what's going on? And then my thought was, if the curse is removed and Archie doesn't know, he's going to go do something fucking dumb and get hurt because he thinks he's invincible.
Well, yes. Is that what you were holding until now? I absolutely think that's going to happen, that Archie's going to be like, go ahead, shoot me. Wait till you see what happens. And then they're going to shoot him. And then he'll be in the hospital for, you know, half an episode. And it'll be very serious. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then we learn that the Ghoulies are going to escalate this gang war, which is always what happens when Archie does anything with beating anyone up, is it goes badly. Yep. Like, the fact this character hasn't figured that out by now is very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's back to the Cheryl thing. So, yes, so Abigail gets moved into Cheryl now, too. And also, Nana Rose can walk.
Yep, Nana Rose just strolling around like a little dancy lady.
Yeah.
She's getting Abigail or Nana Rose is getting choreographed by Twyla Tharp right now.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway. And then we get like a 10-second scene where it insinuates that Archie's gonna beat up Glenn for shits and giggles.
Yep.
Also it after like, Betty like said to him, hey, I'm handling it. But Archie's gonna do it anyway.
Yep. And then we find that Kevin's gonna stay in Riverdale.
Thank God!
Because you know what? You just press pause on that career stuff. Like, it's not like a thing where you have to, like, build momentum and, like, make friends and keep going. Like, you in and out, really. That's how Broadway works.
Yeah, that's how Broadway works. Up and down, in and out. Exactly. And then Archie owns the structure.
Yep. I called it a real fixer-upper.
Yeah, I agree. And then we get, you know, the fallout of having Hiram killed, which is that Hermosa is very mad about it.
Yep. That's it. And she's just kind of mad.
But that's fair. I'd be mad
yeah,
too.
She should be. Yeah. 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 She's she not just, wrong to be mad.
No, she's not wrong to be mad.
Low stakes.
Yeah. Yes. And Bingo has been healed.
Yep. Bingo is Wolverine.
Yeah. Bingo is Wolverine or Crypto or whatever, you know, the mm-hmm. super dog. And then Trash Bag Killer murders Glenn. Goodbye, mm-hmm. Glenn. R.I.P. Glenn.
Oh no, that man yes. looks kind of like Adam Driver, but isn't.
And that was that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So who's on your power list? Let's do power list first. I had a real hard time with the crush list this week.
I had a real hard time with both.
Mm-hmm.
My power list is Abigail, and then Archie, and then Veronica, because they made things happen, but did they?
Yes, my power list was Archie, Betty, and Veronica.
Yeah.
For all the same reasons. And mm-hmm. I just decided arbitrarily right now to have two people on my crush list, because this wasn't an episode for me where I was crushing on anybody that hard. Loving the clothes they're putting Jughead in. So Jughead, great mm-hmm. clothes.
Okay.
And also Dark Horse, but she's beautiful, she's glamorous, she's deceitful. Nana Rose.
Great.
Crush
I
on
have-
Nana Rose.
I have Tabitha, who's very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I have Archie, if you remove him from the plot, looked good.
Yeah, but he looked very good this episode. That's true, yes.
And then I have, there is a scene when they are talking to the ghoulies where this unnamed serpent is like standing behind Tony and Fang. So right serpent.
Right serpent, very attractive. You love yeah. those serpent boys.
Just right serpent.
No, you like a lot of them.
I do.
So that was that episode. What's yep. what's happening up? What's happening next week?
Next week, episode 102, Death at a Funeral.
Oh my god, who's gonna die at what funeral?
I know.
Wonder
someone's gonna die at Hiram's funeral. I just remembered Hiram was dead.
Do we think that it's gonna be Hiram's funeral, or maybe it'll be a different funeral?
I mean, how are they going to not talk about Hiram for more than 5 minutes at a time?
I know. It seems like Hiram is a big focus of this season when he's not in the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Kate, this has been an absolute pleasure.
As always.
If you like what you've heard, you know, please recommend this podcast to whoever you know that's still watching Riverdale. You know, we love our regular listeners and we love it when you interact with us. So definitely you can pop on social media and write to us and we'll write back and have some dialogues and talk about what your theories are on the actual podcast. It's always really fun. Yeah. If you look up XOXO Riverdale on Facebook, Twitter, we're mostly active on Twitter or on Instagram. You'll find us pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much to Anjali Mercado for, you know, editing this episode.
Yes. And Louis Aronowitz for the theme song.
I'm Louis Perlman.
I'm Kate Vatter.
Bye.
Bye.